support from his cabinet. After a night when Boris Johnson's political life faced its biggest challenge yet, the Prime Minister was eager to bash on with business as usual.
Thank you all very much. Very good to see you all. And I think, thank you, by the way, everybody, for all your good work yesterday, because which was a very important day, because we're able now to draw a line under the issues that our opponents want to talk about, and we're able to get on with talking about what I think the people in this country want us to talk about, which is what we are doing to help them and to take the country forward.
How wounded is the Prime Minister?
The Prime Minister and his loyalists want to push past the embarrassing result, where 41% of Conservative MPs voted against him, hoping now the rest of the party and the public will let go of their anger about his transgressions, including the Partygate saga, where Johnson and many of his staff broke COVID-19 lockdown rules at Downing Street gatherings.
Look, I clearly back the Prime Minister. I think that he got a fixed penalty notice for coming to a gathering where he was taken by surprise with a birthday cake. Everyone knows the circumstances around that. He's answered via the Sue Gray report to Parliament at length. He's overhauled the Operation Number 10. He's apologised. I think a lot of people think it's time to move on. We've had that vote yesterday. We've got a packed agenda dealing with the cost of living, fighting crime, the Levelling Up and Regeneration Bill. Go to the House of Commons.
Some of those who want him gone say they won't give up. Others say they will accept their defeat.
We had a vote. I voted against him. I lost. And now my duty is to accept the result, move on, and try and put together with the rest of the Conservative Party policies which will reconnect with the public again.
Under current rules, Johnson should be safe from another challenge for a year. But those rules can be changed by a special parliamentary committee. Some Conservative MPs said they'll give the Prime Minister until the next party conference in October to prove he's fit to lead. The Prime Minister says the focus now should be on the challenges ahead facing the country. Soaring energy costs, inflation, waiting times for medical treatment, the Northern Ireland Protocol, which aims to prevent a hard border after Brexit. Tough decisions for which he'll need his party and public on board. But polls suggest that trust may have gone. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, London.